From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The number of people reportedly killed in an Israeli attack on a convoy of six ships heading to Gaza with humanitarian aid is not clear. But Turkey's foreign ministry says at least two people are dead and more than 30 wounded. Other reports put the death toll higher. The convoy set off in international waters off Cyprus on Sunday in defiance of an Israeli-led blockade of the Gaza Strip and warnings that it would be intercepted. In Turkey, protesters have reportedly tried to storm the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. CNN Turk says they were turned back by police. The commander of NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan says some Taliban fighters have trained in Iran. General Stanley McChrystal says Iran has generally helped the Afghan government in fighting the insurgent group, but he says other indications cannot be ignored.
There is, however, clear evidence of Iranian activity, in some cases providing weaponry and training to the Taliban that is inappropriate.
McChrystal was speaking to reporters in the Afghan capital Sunday. He says it does not appear the training is a part of Iranian government policy. BP's chief executive officer, Tony Hayward, is apologizing to Gulf Coast residents for the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
We're sorry for the massive disruption it's caused to their lives. And, you know, there's no one who wants this thing over more than I do. You know, I'd like my life back.
BP is preparing a new attempt to contain the oil after the failure this weekend to plug the damaged well. But the company and the government are warning that the spill may not be stopped for at least 2 months. Here's NPR's Allison Keyes.
In a statement, the White House says in today's briefing on efforts to contain the spill, the president was told that officials on the ground have increased efforts to be more responsive to the needs identified by local communities. Government and contractor resources in affected areas are being tripled. The president was also advised that BP's efforts to cut the riser pipe so an alternate containment device can be placed likely won't start until tomorrow or Tuesday. Mr. Obama was told that the flow rate could increase as much as 20% until the containment device is applied. In Venice, Louisiana, a BP executive insists to reporters that much of the Gulf Coast will be spared from the spill's effects. Meantime, a White House aide calls the spill the biggest environmental disaster we've ever faced in this country. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
An Aeromexico flight from Paris to Mexico City has been allowed to take off again after being diverted to Montreal when the U.S. denied the flight access to its airspace. An official says the denial came after a man named in an outstanding warrant was reported aboard. The man was arrested and the other passenger rescreened. Japan's Nikkei stock average has bounced back from earlier losses and has edged up 0.6%. However, Asian stocks are turning in a flat performance in Monday trading. Oil prices have climbed above $74 a barrel. This is NPR. Georgians have voted in local elections that were seen as a measure of the popularity of President Mikhail Saakashvili. In the former Soviet country's first nationwide election since the 2008 war with Russia, the president claimed victory for his ruling party. Peter Van Dyke is in Moscow.
Exit polls from the capital, Tbilisi, showed 60% support for the president's United National Movement. The municipal council elections were Georgians' first chance to register their opinion on the government since the August 2008 war with Russia that led to Moscow recognizing the breakaway Georgian republics of Abkhazia and South Ossetia as independent. Saakashvili quickly declared the elections a victory for his party, saying they showed continued public support for his government. Opposition parties said the exit polls did not reflect the real picture. The Election Commission put turnout at 49% and said preliminary results would be released on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Motorcyclists have clogged the streets of the nation's capital. It's the annual Memorial Day Rolling Thunder demonstration aimed at honoring fallen service members. In New York City, Korean War veteran Rudy Fofalak says more people need to recognize the true nature of the Memorial Day holiday.
We honor the guys that took care of us when we needed them out there. You gotta like save your life.
Organizers say the Rolling Thunder pays respects to fallen troops, and is intended to be a reminder of prisoners of war and those missing in action. They say the event is a demonstration and not a parade to ask for a full accounting of the rights of all POWs and veterans. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.